The Dean County District Attorney and the State Department of Justice called on witnesses that testified Jensen oversaw a secret state-funded campaign machine. What the defense will try to show is that it wasn't all that clear. Jurors could hear from a list of witnesses that includes former Governor Tommy Thompson and Jensen himself, but just as significant are the witnesses that Jensen lawyer Stephen Meyer won't be able to call. Meyer wanted former Assembly Minority Leader Shirley Krug to take the stand to talk about the campaign apparatus Democrats allegedly oversaw. Neither Krug nor any Assembly Democrat was charged with any wrongdoing. Meyer also wanted State Supreme Court Justice and former Assembly Speaker David Prosser to testify that overseeing fundraising was a long-standing custom of legislative leaders. Judge Steven Ebert won't allow Meyer to make those arguments because he says they're not relevant to this case. With that off the table, Meyer has spent much of his time so far in the trial pointing out that state staffers worked long hours on regular legislative duties, giving them plenty of comp time to devote to campaigning. He's also repeatedly maintained that it's tough to differentiate between legislative work and political activities. He says the two are often one and the same. Meyer will also be able to ask witnesses about whether they think Jensen is truthful and honest. That question prompted an emotional yes when asked of a current Jensen staffer who took the stand last week. Jensen co-defendant and former state employee Sherry Schultz's lawyers will call their own witnesses later in the week. Judge Ebert wants to wrap up the trial, closing statements, verdict, and all, by this Friday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.